Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The vaccine pass comes into force today, which means from now on, everyone over the age of 16 will need to show proof of a full vaccination record to gain entry to most public places and some transport. Previously, under the health pass policy, anyone unvaccinated could use a negative test result instead. This option does remain available for visiting nursing homes or hospitals. In Belgium, nearly 70 people were arrested yesterday, according to police, after Brussels saw one of the largest demonstrations in recent memory. Nearly 50,000 people took to the streets of the capital to protest against public health-related restrictions. Protesters clashed with police, who unleashed water cannons and tear gas after projectiles were thrown. Hope remains for the French adventurer Jean-Jacques Savin after the Portuguese Navy initially announced he was dead. Yesterday, they denied having found the 75-year-old's body in his boat, found capsized off the Azores. They claimed they had only had strong reason to believe the body was on board. The navigator remains missing. Valérie Pécresse says that she wants to abolish inheritance tax for 95% of French people, a claim that could become one of her key measures if she is elected President of the Republic. In an interview with Le Figaro newspaper, Pécresse confirmed that if elected, each child would be able to inherit €200,000 tax-free, compared to 100,000 today. And finally, one of the emblematic figures of French fashion in the 80s died yesterday. Thierry Mugler passed away due to natural causes, according to his press officer. He was 73 years old. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.